وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخانا أبو عبد الرحمن، بارك الله فيك. أخي أبو عبد الرحمن البولندي حفظك الله، أسأل الله أن يحفظك أن يبارك فيك. بولند، ما شاء الله. I would like to hear my dear brother, do we have a lot of Muslims there in Poland, and do we have دعوة سلفية there in Poland? Enlighten us أخي and make us happy. الله يبارك فيك. So we give them dua and we love them for sake of Allah Ta'ala. حفظك الله تعالى. My dear brother, look, we have a general rule. The general rule says الأصل, the original حكم for any cloth is legal. The shape, the material and the color. Look, this is go for three description for the cloths. Any shape, any color, any material is legal unless the evidence say it's illegal. So don't ask about what is legal, the Pakistani legal, the Indian legal, the Chinese legal, the Indian legal, the Arab legal, the non-Arab legal. You cannot ask which one is legal. Ask which one is not, which thing is illegal. وَقَدْ فَصَّلَ لَكُمْ مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. التفصيل قال what you should ask about this is ask about what is the illegal cloth. The rest is legal. So I will repeat for you again. Al-Asl, the original hukum, all the cloth is legal unless the dalil say it's illegal. Number two, the legality, the legalizations of the cloth go back to material, the shape, and the color. Material, from cotton, from chamois, from wool, from whatever. Polystyrene, till the end, is legal. Silk, not legal. Why? Because the dalil said the silk not legal for the male. The rest, legal. Then we go to the color. The color, all colors legal. The red, even the red legal. The hadith say the red is illegal, is da'if. And we have a clear hadith in Sahih that the Prophet wear one day a red shirt, a red rida and imama, legal. Yellow, green, white, black, legal. Unless you are imitating disbelievers or Fusaq or Mubtadi'ah, and now they became illegal because of the imitating, the copy and the imitating. But if you're talking about the color itself, legal. Green, legal. Green with some flowers here and there, legal. Green with some, legal. Design like this, legal. You understand? And the shape. Can I wear the shape, the rida of the Pakistanis until the knees only? Legal. Can I wear the thing is from the back, long from the front, like legal. What about if the chest have this kind of design? Legal, unless the dalil say is illegal. Legal like what? Like if the shape copy a woman, if the shape copy disbelievers, the shape it's a copy those kind of fusaq, the shape expose the shape of your private parts. You understand? Or itself transparent until we can see through. Now became illegal. So now we speak about kind of cloth that is famous in your place. For example, the jeans. Material legal, color legal, but the shape of it how? When you wear the jeans, normally, you know, you need someone to help you to put it inside. Why? Because very tight. And when you do the sujood, ya akhi, Allahumma musta'an. When you do the sujood, we can see everything clear, Allahumma musta'an. The shape of the backside, the front side, your thighs, until the end. Can we wear jeans? The answer, cannot. Why? Because it's exposed the shape. Exposing the shape in our religion is illegal. Why? Because in our religion, exposing the shape, like exposing the aura itself, no difference. We understand now. Means the material of jeans can be wear if it doesn't expose the shape. Now we talk about the pins, you know, pins. What's the hype for the pins? The pins, ya akhi, we have a big problem with the pins because exposing the shape. And big difference between pens and sarawilat. Sarawilat is the baggy pens. Means today we have pens and we have baggy pens. Baggy pens is when it's wide and big, you know, and you walk, mashallah, and it's baggy. Can we wear that one? Here is the issue and the khilaf. They say the baggy pens, which is sarawilat. Sarawilat, it is not the pens, any pens. No. Sarawilat is the baggy pens. Shaykh Albani rahmallahu ta'ala said, like the baggy pens of the shamis, of the traditional Arab, which they wear in the knees. Ya akhi barah, this is khilaf. Can you wear it without an izar, without a jubba, without a rida on top of it? The answer is khilaf. Why? Those who they said, Shaykh Ibn Baz, Wali, Da'ima, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, then other, they said, legal, they said, because he doesn't expose the shape like the pens. The baggy pens different than the pens. Ah, mashallah. So what's the hukm? They say it's makruh because not nice, but it's not haram because it's baggy. It's wide. You know, the air can go and flow yani, easily. They say it doesn't expose the shape, it's legal. Because we go back to the asl, all shapes is legal. لكن الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى والشيخ مقبل والشيخ وغيرهم, they have a different opinion. They say, no, it's illegal also to wear it like that, exposed without anything on top of it. Why are you saying that? They said, because we have hadith. Hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being asked, hadith Abu Umama wa Ja'ala ghayruhu wa Ja'ala Fadl Umar ibn Khattab, the Prophet being asked, when the Prophet came to Medina, they said to him, Ya Rasulullah, you know the Jewish, Ya Rasulullah, they shave. They said to him, they shave the back of the head and they release the sides on top of the ear. They make it very long. قالوا يا رسول الله إن اليهود يحلقون عثاثينهم ويرخون أسبالهم. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمخالفتهم. فقال عليهم أرخوا عثاثينكم وأحلقوا أسبالكم. So the Prophet said, no, you go against them. Leave the back head of your hair, no problem. And athathin, the sides, shave it, it's okay. Trim it. Then they said, Ya Rasulullah, something else. The Jewish, they wear sarawilat, baggy pants, without izar and without rida. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Go against them, wear the sarawilat, no problem, but in the neath of the izar. That's why after that when Umar became Khalifa, Umar radiallahu ta'ala put a rule. Whoever wear pens like that, he's gonna be lach. Whoever wear the pens like that means he's from the Ajam. The Muslims, why did they wear izar on top of it or jubba? Qala iyyakum wa lubsat al-ajam. Tasarwalu wa taziru. Hakada qala an-Nisan wa hakada qala Umar. So because of these kind of statements and ahadith and narrations, they make it clear for them that the baggy pants, actually, even though he didn't expose the sheep, but now we have this kind of narrations, make us understand that it's a neath cloth, not from outside. But this mas'ala is a khilafiyah between the ulama. I want to understand that. And some they say this is specific for the salah. Specific for the salah. If you come to the salah, wear something on top of it. But outside, you can't wear it like that. But the first madhab, the statement of Shaykh Albani rahmallahu ta'ala, wa Shaykh Qubin and others, is more to the zahirul adillah, to the clear evidence. I want you to understand that. Then, you know, we have another talk regarding the women, we have the talk about the children. But now I try to give you the general qa'ida and make you to understand the khilaf in between the ulama regarding the sarawilat, regarding this, regarding that. You understand? And in this situation, Kitabul Libas is a big chapter, the chapter of the cloth is a big chapter, I need a lot of explanation. And here I'm just trying to enlighten you and make you realize the situation. Barakallahu fiqh.